This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. Welcome to Between the Keys. I'm so happy you're here. My name is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. We just heard the second of three character studies for solo piano composed by Fred Hirsch. The title of that one was Little Spinning Song. The pianist is Eunbi Kim, whose debut solo CD release is entirely devoted to the music of Fred Hirsch. I had a chance to speak with Eunbi Kim about her new CD, as well as about her work with Fred Hirsch on his music, and we're going to hear that conversation in a few moments, but I thought we could start off with one of Fred Hirsch's best-known solo piano pieces. It's a piece called Valentine. He composed it in 2001 on Valentine's Day during his fellowship at the McDowell Colony in Peterborough, New Hampshire. He sketched out the piece in about 20 minutes, and he started playing the piece in concerts. And after a while, much of what he played was pretty much set, although there still were improvisational elements. In any event, Fred Hirsch had gotten many requests from non-improvising pianists to create a through-composed arrangement of Valentine, and he did so in 2010. And that's exactly what we will hear now with pianist Eunbi Kim. She's playing Valentine by Fred Hirsch. Let's listen. Thank you. music of Fred Hirsch, a composition called Valentine, with Eun-bi Kim at the piano. Eun-bi Kim studied at the Manhattan School of Music with Anthony DeMar, who happens to be a dear friend of mine, and he is one of today's leading champions of new music for piano, and we have featured his work a lot on Between the Keys. Eun-bi Kim's adventures with the music of Fred Hirsch essentially began during her student years and studying with Anthony DeMar, as you will hear in this conversation that took place between myself and Eun-bi Kim just a few weeks ago. So let's go to that conversation. Eun-bi Kim, you have a new CD on the Albany label.
Yes.
A House of Many Rooms, new concert music by Fred Hirsch. Fred Hirsch is known primarily as a jazz pianist, yet his concert music has been getting more and more attention by classical musicians. And how did you and Fred Hirsch first connect, or at least how did you and his music first connect?
Well, it goes back to Anthony DeMar's class at Manhattan School of Music,
yes,
which was one of the best things that ever happened to me, because I'm classically trained and I had no knowledge of contemporary music other than, you know, studying about John Cage's 4:33 in piano literature, you know?
the 4 minutes and 33 seconds of silence.
In
three movements, no less.
Right. I mean, that was my only prior knowledge of it was my only, but it was basically in that vein. And we learned about serial music and things like that in theory. But when I took Anthony DeMar's class and we learned about Jeske and we learned about Steve Reich and John Adams,
composers who are working now.
Yes, composers who are working now. He also played us this piece, Little Midnight Nocturne by Fred Hirsch. I just loved it because my perception of contemporary music was one way. And then I heard...
Which way?
The John Cage 4:33 way, you know?
Oh, you mean total silence?
No, just atonal and had to be avant-garde and very experimental. And of course, I love that music now. But I mean, as a student, hearing something like Little Midnight Nocturne by Fred Hirsch has structure, but has other, you know, you hear the elements of jazz and it's so beautiful. And I had never heard anything like that. And I was thinking, I can learn this. I can perform this as a pianist. I didn't know. I was learning it and I had a lesson with Tony. I had a question about the score and he said, I'm not sure either, but you know, you can ask him. I mean, that was another
revelation.
Completely, yeah, different notion.
Look, yeah. Imagine the idea if you're working on a Beethoven sonata and, gee, Ludwig, what did you want in the hammer clavier first movement right before the recapitulation? Is that a misprint A sharp or do you want an A natural? Pianists have been wanting to ask him that for 200 years. And we still don't know. Or, hey, Mr. Schumann, what did you mean to say as fast as possible? And then you go, still faster? What tempo do you really want, Bobby? But the idea, you can call the composer up. So tell me, so what happened after that?
So I Googled him and I found his email through his affiliation with Rutgers. I wrote him a very nice email, mm-hmm, you know, saying how much I admire his work and I'm learning this piece. And then around the same time when I had this revelation that I could ask the composer directly about their own music, I wanted to start this project and called Living Legacies, where I would have videos of working on different pieces with the composer.
Oh, well, that's a wonderful idea.
The first thing I did was go on YouTube and try to find some information about this piece, and there weren't any performances of the piece even. So when I wrote to Fred Hirsch, I told him about my idea. Would he be willing to be one of the composers for the project. Mm-hmm. I also asked Aaron J. Kernis, mm-hmm. who did a video. I asked Philip Glass, Daniel Felsenfeld, who's a good friend.
He's wonderful. I love Danny.
Yes, and Daniel Bernard Romain. But the project went on hold, but Fred and I did do a video. So I wrote him this letter and he agreed. And we met to do this video. It's available on YouTube. And it's basically a masterclass on this piece, Little Midnight Nocturne. And it's on the CD. Mm-hmm. And it was such a rewarding and fulfilling experience. That was my first time ever doing something like that.
What was your question for him, actually, the original question?
Well, I was confused because the way it was written in the score, it looked like there was this big buildup and then there was a piano, but like almost like a subito piano. But then as I was playing it, I didn't know if that really made that much sense, you know, to have such a buildup and subito on the first page.
I think what you're saying is that he wrote something and it didn't quite feel right to you.
Yes, and there was another spot in the music, too. But just in general, yeah. I was thinking, does he want more rubato? Because this is a very beautiful ballad.
Yes, yes.
Or does he want it more straight? And then there's this climactic point where it has a natural accelerando. Mm-hmm. And how much of that did he want? Like, did he want it?
So when you met with him, how did he respond to your playing of it? Is that a loaded question? No.
Well, I don't know. No. Because now I've played for him so many times. And each time is a little bit different. But the first meeting, I remember thinking it was great. At the end, the very last time I played it for him, because I played from beginning to end a couple of times. With each trying to do all the things that he was telling me about the music.
Oh, actually, yeah. Let's backtrack. What was your first meeting with Fred Hirsch like?
Well, it was when we did the video. So we went straight into doing the video at our first meeting. And I was scared, actually. I don't know if he's going to get mad at me about this. But, you know, a few people told me he's very tough and he can be very demanding. And I'm playing his music. So that's a lot of pressure. And I had never done anything like this where I'm performing somebody else's music for them and mm-hmm. filming it and making it available for the public. I was very nervous. He was tough. He heard everything. I mean, just so detailed. And I think at the very end, the last performance I played, he said, "Now that was a real performance."
Thank you.
We have been listening to music by the composer and pianist Fred Hirsch. That was a piece called Little Midnight Nocturne. It was originally composed for an anthology of compositions based on Thelonious Monk's classic jazz standard, Round Midnight. And this was a project masterminded and originally premiered by the Italian pianist Emanuele Arciulli. In fact, I also composed a piece for that project. So far as I know, Fred Hirsch has composed two large-scale sets of piano variations. One of them is based on a Bach chorale, and the other set of variations, the one that we are about to hear now, is based on a theme by Tchaikovsky, specifically the main theme from the second movement of his Fourth Symphony, which goes like this. Let me play you a little of the original. That's the theme from the second movement of Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony, which provides the basis for a large set of piano variations by Fred Hirsch that we will hear played by Eunbi Kim. And by the way, her recording of the Tchaikovsky variations by Fred Hirsch is a world premiere recording. I asked Eunbi Kim to talk a little bit about the music, and then we will hear the performance. So let's talk about the variations on a theme of Tchaikovsky, which is a pretty substantial work. It's about 20 minutes, and it's the centerpiece of your disc. And what can we expect to find in this music?
Some twists and turns and some familiar and unfamiliar sounds, I think. In Fred's signature style, I think some of the variations have a jazzy quality. And others, you feel like you're transported into the Baroque period and you're hearing Bach. I personally hear every single great classical composer of the past in this work, which makes it so much fun for me.
Thank you. Thank you.
We just heard Variations on a Theme by Tchaikovsky, composed by Fred Hirsch, and we just heard the work in its world premiere recording with our special guest this hour, pianist Eun-bi Kim. We will return to my conversation with Eun-bi Kim momentarily, but first let me remind you that you are listening to Between the Keys here on the Classical Network and WWFM. My name is Jed Distler. Here is Fred Hirsch and Nurit Tillis on two pianos playing a composition by Billy Strayhorn called Tonk. And this is an arrangement that I made for two pianos based on original recordings with pianists Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington. Fred Hirsch and Nurit Tillis on two pianos, performing a Billy Strayhorn composition entitled Tonk. And that happens to be an arrangement that I wrote for two pianos based on original recordings that featured Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington on two pianos. Fred Hirsch has numerous solo piano CDs to his credit, and from his most recent release, which is titled Open Book, I especially like his treatment of a Benny Golson composition called Whisper Not. It begins with some very pointillistic counterpoint, and as the music unfolds, the textures open up and the rhythmic momentum just simply blossoms. It's really quite wonderful. Fred Hirsch, solo piano. Thank you. a composition by Benny Golson called Whisper Not, with Fred Hirsch at the piano. That's from his 2017 solo piano release entitled Open Book. We've also been listening to pianist Eunbi Kim in selections from her recent solo debut CD release, entirely devoted to compositions by Fred Hirsch. And I'd like to return to our conversation. I know that Fred Hirsch had coached you on his music from a composer point of view, but did he have anything to say pianistically? And the reason I'm asking you is that he had studied for many years with the late Sofia Rossoff, who had studied with Abby Whiteside, and my mentor, Robert Helps, who I talk about a lot on the show, also studied with Abby Whiteside, and the great jazz pianist Barry Harris studied with Sofia. So there is this connection with Abby Whiteside. I'm wondering if any of this was mentioned to you. Did he ever talk about
this? Yes, yes. One of the pieces on the album, Nocturne for Left Hand Alone, was dedicated to his teacher, Sofia Rossoff.
Uh-huh.
And pianistically, he taught me a lot about the weight of the hands. I'm not too familiar with Abby Whiteside's pedagogy, mm-hmm. but he did coach me a lot of, you know, a lot of his music is fifth finger heavy, you know, like the weak fingers have to be very mm-hmm. strong and mm-hmm. agile. Mm-hmm. And he talked a lot about like leaning the hands and being able to hear and bring out all the top notes.
I think this has to do with the foreground, background
yes.
idea when you're outlining things,
mm-hmm.
Where you're going for the big picture first and then you fill it in, which is so much a part of what Abby Whiteside talked about as a teacher, and also how it's the playing comes a lot from the back, like the fingers are the tip of the crack of the whip, so to speak.
Yes.
And it's interesting how I feel that with Fred as a jazz pianist, that he cares a lot about sound.
Oh, yes. I think I learned a lot about listening from him. A lot about listening. And I believe that I've become better at listening to myself and listening to other people, like what I was mentioning to you earlier, that maybe I just wasn't a good listener this entire time, and now I'm aware of it, or I'm aware of how much better I can be at listening. And that was all Fred teaching me about how you can pick up these little nuances in the music and how to bring them out. It's really fascinating.
Eunbi Kim, thank you so much for coming up and talking about your work with Fred Hirsch, and I wish you all the best of luck for your new CD, A House of Many Rooms, new concert music by Fred Hirsch.
Thank you very much, Jed. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you. pianist Eun-bi Kim performing music by Fred Hirsch, his Prelude No. 1 for solo piano. We have been featuring music by composer and pianist Fred Hirsch this past hour on Between the Keys. Our guest has been the pianist Eun-bi Kim. Her new solo piano release is called A House of Many Rooms, new concert music by Fred Hirsch. It's available on the Albany label, and there will be a CD release event at Joe's Pub in New York City on Thursday, April 5th. That's just a few days from now. It happens at 7 p.m., and I do believe that Fred Hirsch will be present at this event. In any case, you can certainly find information about it online. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you've been listening to Between the Keys, which is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to us being together next week at this time. Until then, stay well, and please be kind.